This is Rank Designation Unit Name. Written by Soft but Gremlin. Read by Mistborn Hero. Fandom Star Wars The Clone Wars. Rated General Audiences. Relationships Cody Obi-Wan Kenobi. Additional characters Anakin Skywalker. Additional tags Sith Obi-Wan Kenobi, One-Sided Attraction, Prisoners of War, Discussions of Slavery. Cody had to admit this was one of the nicest separate prisons he had ever been in. He didn't trust it one bit. Sure, he had his own room. It was a very nice room. Bigger than a barrack that would be shared among 6 to 10 brothers, brightly lit from the transparent steel window. But it was transparent steel, too durable to try and smash through, not like glass or transparent plast. Full of soft decorations like pillows and baskets, and a very plush rug. And sure, the food that he was fed here was better than Republic rations. To be honest, it was even better than the temple food that they got when they were on leave. It was rich, it was spicy, it was authentic Mandalorian cuisine, something that Cody had never experienced but had only read about. He had access to gardens, he wasn't tortured. He was offered actual flimsy books from the frankly stunning library. They gave him clean and soft clothes to wear that probably cost more than he did, and put fresh flowers in a vase in his room every morning. But it was still a prison, and he was a prisoner. Good morning, CC-2224, the Sith said as Cody was brought to breakfast. Do you still prefer to use your number, or are you going to give me a name today? Cody said nothing. He never did. He was a prisoner of war. All he was going to say was his rank, designation, and unit name. The Sith could hardly be said to do the same. Oh no, the Sith loved to talk. Cody had only been here a week, and yet he seemed to know more about the Sith than about his own Jedi general. The Sith's name was Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like his master, he had once been a Jedi himself, until he decided that the Jedi Order had too many issues. Apparently, his Jedi master had been killed by a Sith, and he had killed the Sith in revenge. The Council had then seen fit to refuse to let his Padawan be trained in the ways of the Jedi. So, he had taken the boy, who was like a brother to him, and ran to Serrano and to his Grandmaster. When the Sith recruited his Grandmaster, he had had his doubts, but his Grandmaster had convinced him to follow in his footsteps. Now they were biding their time, though for what, the Sith refused to say. The Republic isn't going to come and save you, you know. The Sith sneered. No matter how much of a good soldier you are, you are completely replaceable in their eyes. Funny how a man who confessed to feeling like a brother to his Padawan couldn't see that Cody would do anything to protect his own brothers. It didn't matter that he wouldn't be making it out of this. He would make sure he brought no one else down with him. Anakin has requested to meet you, the Sith said. I, of course, approved. Unless you'd like to turn down the meeting. Cody said nothing. He couldn't stop them from doing what they wanted. So it was later that day that he found himself in the gardens with a tall, brown-haired teenager. The boy was gangly and awkward and seemed to lack all of the smooth charm of his Sith brother. Considering the blue eyes, he seemed to lack the Sithness as well. They sat in the grass, and Cody watched, blank-faced, as the boy plucked at strands of grass and tore them into tiny pieces. "So you're the clone prisoner that Obi-Wan has fallen hopelessly in love with?" the teen asked. "I have to say, I'm a little surprised." Conversation bait. Cody didn't take it. "Shy?" Anakin asked. "That's all right. I was when I was first rescued from slavery, too." Cody glared. He was not a slave. "Obi-Wan's Jedi Master, Qui-Gon, got me out of slavery. I used to want to be a Jedi like him. I thought becoming a Jedi would be the way that I would free all the slaves on Tatooine," Anakin said. He grinned wolfishly at Cody. "Turns out having a Sith for a brother is much more effective." Cody had heard about that. It had been one of the first blows in the war, the assassination of Jabba the Hutt and his son. They had thought it was for the purpose of controlling hyperspace lanes. It probably was for the purpose of controlling the hyperspace lanes. The freeing the slaves narrative was probably something that the Sith had told his brother in order to get him on board. "We're going to free everyone who's a slave on the Republic," Anakin said, "starting with you and working our way down." Cody gave a snort of disbelief. Anakin didn't seem offended. "That's fair," he said. "You're currently a prisoner, which is hardly a step up from slavery, but you'll be free soon enough. Obi-Wan wants to liberate everyone, even if he doesn't know it yet. And he's head over heels for you. You'll be free in no time." Well, at least that was information he could use. "You're from the 212th, right?" Anakin asked. Cody nodded. That was a question he could answer. "That means you're General Skid Fista. I've heard about him. Obi-Wan says they used to be good friends. Apparently, they taught each other all their lightsaber tricks." Anakin looked off into the distance. "I'd love to see a duel between them. Obi-Wan would win, of course, but it sure would be wizard to watch." Cody wasn't so sure that the Sith would win. He had actually seen his general and the Sith fight. Usually, it ended up with the Sith turning tail and running. Master Fisto always told them not to underestimate Obi-Wan, though. And Master Boss, the Jedi spy that tended to report to the 212 when he wasn't reporting directly to Coruscant, shared the sentiment even more vehemently than Fisto. According to Boss, at the mere 13, the Sith had led a handful of children in a civil war against battle-hardened veterans with 30 to 50 years of experience, and he had won. Boss had met Obi-Wan during another war, a Stark hyperspace war, and shortly after that, Obi-Wan had disappeared again for some mission in the Mandalorian Great Clan Wars. Even the Sith's last mission as a Jedi, the one to Naboo, had him fighting against an invading army of the Trade Federation. Ironic, in Cody's opinion, since he now helped to lead it. Obi-Wan had been fighting wars longer than Cody had been alive, and so had his Sith master. So Cody wouldn't underestimate him, but perhaps he could get Obi-Wan to underestimate him. Play along with this in-love business to get the Sith to free him, get as much information as possible, and escape, either find Boss if he was lucky, or steal a ship and somehow make his way back to Republic space. Anakin had been chattering away while Cody plotted, Now, though, he turned to Cody, placing a firm hand on his shoulder. Cody tried not to flinch.
"Listen, Sissy, I like you, I really do," Anakin said, going from light and casual to deadly serious in an instant.
"So, I'm gonna give you some advice. My brother will never use torture. He's too good a person for that. Gramps, on the other hand, he's someone you wanna worry about. It will be much better for you if you cooperate enough not to have to deal with him."
Cody didn't have the force to detect lying, but he didn't have to. Anakin was being 100% honest right now, and even if Cody couldn't tell from the body language, Republic sources backed up that claim.
"And hey, if you play your cards right," Anakin said, back to light and airy, almost teasing, "Viscount Consort has a hell of a lot more freedom and power than being the highest-ranking ack of the Republic's slave army." Cody's only loyalties were to his brother and to the Republic. He didn't know what kind of torture methods Siths used, but he wasn't keen on finding out, especially if they could use mind tricks to make him betray his brothers against his will. So maybe he would play his cards right. Anakin was right, after all. Viscount Consort does have more freedom than being the highest-ranking clone commander, considering that said commander was currently a prisoner, and it would put him in the right place to thwart plans of the two highest-ranking separatists. He wasn't the candidate to be a mole, but they had all taken the basic courses, and he was the only one in the position to take up the opportunity.
Viscount Consort Cody Kenobi.
Yes, that had a nice ring to it. The end.
Hope you enjoyed. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2022 as a part of the anthology for Revenge of the Microwaves. The anthology has the theme evil, and I decided to go with a Sith Obi-Wan, which is kind of funny because my other big Cody One work is also a Sith Obi-Wan work, and I actually don't read that many Sith Obi-Wan works, okay? I don't even read post-Order 66 works because I can't with the angst. Anyway, thank you for listening.